The 100 Minute Bible, Episode 42, Jesus Rises from the Dead. That evening, Joseph of Arimathea, a member of the Jewish Governing Council, but also a follower of Jesus, asked Pilate if he might have Jesus' body. Once Pilate had given permission, the body was taken down from the cross and wrapped in a linen sheet. Then it was laid in a tomb cut out of the rock, which Joseph had prepared for himself, and a large stone was rolled in front of it. Some of the women who had witnessed the crucifixion watched over the grave. The next day, the Jewish leaders asked Pilate if they could protect the tomb with a guard, lest the disciples should come, steal the body, and then falsely claim that Jesus had risen from the dead. Pilate agreed to their request, and the tomb was sealed and guarded. At daybreak on Sunday, 2 days later, Mary Magdalene and another Mary, two of the women who had watched over the tomb, visited it again. Suddenly there was a violent earthquake, and an angel, descending from heaven, rolled away the stone in front of the tomb and sat upon it. He said to the women, "Do not be afraid. Jesus has been raised and is going before you to Galilee. Go quickly and tell his disciples." As the women hurried away in awe and joy, they were met by Jesus himself. They knelt before him. He told them to continue with their errand and to deliver the message the angel had given them. Meanwhile, the guards at the tomb, who had been overcome with fear when the angel appeared, returned to the Jewish leaders and told them what had happened. The leaders bribed them to say that the disciples had come by night and stolen the body, and this story was circulated widely. Later that day, two downcast followers of Jesus were walking to the village of Emmaus, 7 miles from Jerusalem. Jesus joined them on the road, but they did not recognize him. He asked the reason for their sadness, and they told him of all that had recently occurred in Jerusalem. In response, he used the scriptures to explain that it was necessary for the Messiah to suffer before being glorified. When the travellers reached their home, they invited him in. And as he blessed and broke bread, they realized who he was. Then he disappeared, and they immediately set off back to Jerusalem to tell the other disciples what they had seen and heard. This was taken from the Gospels of Matthew and Luke.